are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Mae Adam. And joining me this morning is Kelsey Nash. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you on this Wednesday morning?
Oh, I'm a little foggy this morning, but it's all right.
We'll get through it, right?
That's right.
And the reason you're calling in is as the South Dakota Senior Games, you are the executive director for that organization, and you've got a lot of great things happening, but a lot of people aren't real familiar with the Senior Games. Tell us about them, Kelsey.
Yeah, so I lived in Pierre for quite a few years, and I have taken on this job as the executive director of South Dakota Senior Games, and honestly, I didn't really know much about it until I took on the job, but I'm finding out that a lot of people are not aware of it either. It's a very a hidden thing that we need to get the word out about. It's for people 50 and older. So we're the South Dakota Senior Games, 50 and older, you qualify. And we have about 22 different events and activities that people can participate in. And it's not about your skill level. It's just about getting out, being active, having fun, meeting new people, and just keep moving into our senior years. That's kind of our mission, is just to keep people moving and active as they get older.
Yeah.
So we're looking to, spread the word and let people know about all the events that are happening with the South Dakota Senior Games.
That is great. Yeah, tell us about some of the events that the seniors can participate in.
Absolutely. Like I said, in South Dakota, we offer about 22 different activities, and we have everything from archery to basketball, like shooting skills, three-pointers, just regular field goals, free throws, and a three-on-three tournament. There's bowling, bicycling, disc golf, and regular golf, horseshoes, of course, pickleball, which is the biggest, thing in the country right now. There's shuffleboard, softball teams can get involved in this. We have strength contests, swimming, table tennis, all kinds of track and field events, pool volleyball, and badminton. So we have a lot of things going on. We have lots of things that, like I said, any skill level can participate. You don't have to be a great athlete or great shape just to come out and participate.
It's about having fun, being active, and a lot of great opportunities there. How do seniors get involved if they're just finding out about this and they're going, wow, that might be kind of fun? How do they get to be part of this?
Okay, so we have regional games that are held throughout the summer. We've had games already this year in Sioux Falls, Aberdeen, and Madison. We unfortunately canceled our games in Huron this weekend just because we didn't have a lot of people signed up for it. I think we only had two people signed up, so we're kind of sad about that. But in Watertown, in the middle of this month, August 17, 18, 19, they have their regional games up in Watertown. You can check out the Watertown Parks and Rec page on their website for information about that. But then we have our state games in Pierre this year, and those are going to be held September 7th through the 10th. And we're bringing all of our 22 events to the Pierre area. We have some great facilities between Pierre, Fort Pierre. We'll be stretched out up by Grey Goose for our cycling event. We'll be at Farm Island for our archery events. We're going to be at the Y. We're going to be out in the parks. We're going to be just kind of all over the place. So we have lots of things and lots of places for people to check out the Pierre area when they're there. If people are interested in finding out a lot more about the Senior Games, they can go to our website, which is basically SouthDakotaSeniorGames.org. On the right-hand tab, you will see our registration link. You'll see our schedule, so you can find out when each activity is going to be because they're spread out over the 4 days. And then go ahead and get yourself registered. There's a $40 registration fee, and that covers you whether you participate in one event or 10 events. It doesn't matter. You can do as many events as you can fit into your schedule.
Oh, that sounds great. And you can also use volunteers because with all these events, you've got scoring and things that you need help with.
That's absolutely right. It takes an army to put this on. So, yeah, if you have some free time over that weekend, again, September 7th through the 10th, we are looking for people to do some scoring for us. Scoring is pretty simple. If you want to count baskets that people make, or you want to score horseshoes or shuffleboard scoring, which we will teach you how to do shuffleboard scoring. It's not too hard, but we'll teach you how to do it. Timing at the swimming events, scoring for table tennis. Track and field is always a big one. We need people to measure the jumps and the throws and timing and things like that. So if you have some free time over September 7th through the 10th, we would love to have you. You can email me at sdsrgames@gmail.com. You can call me at 295-2039, or you can connect with Alicia Fable at the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce office. They are also working to coordinate our volunteers. So either email me, Kelsey Nash, contact me through Facebook too, or you can get a hold of Alicia at the chamber.
Fantastic. So some great opportunities to participate, to volunteer, and to help out. So encourage everyone to get involved. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really should be. The thing that people always have keep telling me is that, man, I wish I'd have known about this, or I didn't know anything. I would have gotten involved sooner. Mm-hmm. You know, we had so much fun. And I've been telling this story for a couple of weeks. We met a gentleman that came to our regional games in Aberdeen for the first time. He was just going to come check it out. He was there for the track and field stuff. Wasn't really planning on participating because he hadn't gotten signed up, but we talked him into participating and doing things he'd never done before. Like, he'd never thrown a discus before or a shot put or the javelin before. He'd never done any of that. Well, after the meet was over and he'd gone home, he went home and told his friends that, hey, I had such a good time. I'm looking to buy a javelin so I can practice with. Like, he just loved how much fun he had participating and is going to get so involved. And then he came to our next event in Madison because he had such a good time. So once you get involved, you're kind of hooked. So I'm going to warn you that, you know, you really like it once you get involved. So
yeah.
Take advantage of it. It's a great opportunity for people 50 and older to become involved, and you meet a lot of new people and have a great time.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story. I love that. You just, like you said, you get involved, you get hooked, and you just want to keep doing it more.
Yeah, they really do. It's really fun to see. You know, we had some, you know, 95-year-old guys that have been out running at our track meets. We had a 92-year-old gentleman just got back from the National Senior Games, won 8 gold medals.
Wow.
Out of 9 events. I mean, he's just fantastic. How they do things and just keep moving. And we have a gentleman that says it's better to wear out than to rust out. And it's so true. Just keep active and don't just hang out on the couch. So come join us.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So get signed up, whether you're participating, you want to volunteer. It's going to be a good time for everybody. And you can always find out more, too. You can kind of follow along on Facebook as well. Right, Kelsey?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to really post a lot of stuff on Facebook. So if you are that senior age group and you do follow on Facebook, check us out, South Dakota Senior Games. Again, that's our website too, SouthDakotaSeniorGames.org.
All right. Well, thank you for calling this morning, Kelsey, and telling us all about this. I hope there's a great influx and a lot of people getting signed up on both the events and volunteering.
Oh, I hope so, too. We're looking forward to being in here and having everybody come out and participate with us.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, Kelsey, and we'll keep up and see how things go with the games.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye. There's Kelsey Nash, the executive director of the South Dakota Senior Games. So if you want to find out more about that, as she said, you can hop online. You can, if you want to volunteer, head on down as well to the Chamber of Commerce. They'll get you all signed up. It's going to be September when the 39th annual State South Dakota Senior Games are going to be in Pierre and Fort Pierre. So check all that out if you want to be part of that. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by May Adams.